the second baseman comes in to throw in place of Gavin Alvarez, who had gone the distance and was so effective until this seventh inning. Foul on the right field line, goes one ball and two strikes. Marysville trailing 3-0 with two outs in the top of the seventh. We go seven in regulation. They lead 4-3 on Larned. And it's Hope with a pitch. Grounder to the first baseman, flipping to Hope covering at first. Side retired. Play goes 3-1 in the inning. Marysville with four. Count them, four big runs on one, two, three base hits. No errors, and there was a runner left on. Six and a half innings in. Marysville holds the lead. They get the win. 4-3, post 163, leads Larned post 106.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Elder Marysville.
Yeah, I will.
All right, we are back, and we are still alive. A 3-0 Larned lead going to the seventh. Marysville had two outs, and they rally for four runs on a 4-3 lead, giving Larned one last chance at bat here to tie the ball game with a run or take the win with two. It is a first pitch and ball one. Peyton Ledoux is throwing in relief, evens the count 1-1. Tregan Groff went five innings through 99 pitches. Ledoux facing Jacob Grossfield, and the 1-1 pitch is foul, tipped over bed. We are past the noon hour. We'll join our midday news block. If you're tuning in for that, it's on FM 95.5. We'll join that in simulcast following our game broadcast. But, wow, what an exciting seventh inning for Marysville. 1-2 pitch goes 2-2. A little high and outside. My bad, Aiden Price came in to throw. Aiden Price goes 2-2 on the count. Aiden Price snuck in on me there between innings. Just noticed a little different cadence out there. Foul ball keeps it alive. So five innings in the books for starter Tregan Groff, pitcher of record, and Peyton Ledoux throws an inning, and now Aiden Price is on the mound, trying to clean it up here in the seventh and put Marysville, not Larned, in the driver's seat. Here's a high fly ball to deep, deep right field. Right fielder thought he had it tracked down, then lost it, and it plays back on the warning track in the dust. That is Grossfield on board at second base to lead off the inning. Dylan Smith is the shortstop at bat. Gavin Alvarez on deck if he stayed in. Well, it looked like that would hang in the air long enough. Wouldn't have been a tough play out there in right field, but he misjudged. And it goes back in the warning track in the dust. Grossfield on board. Smith the batter with a runner at second. All strike one. Aiden Price winds and fires. Again, our midday news block on FM 95.5. We'll pick it up in progress after the ball game. Low and inside evens the count 1-1. Larned scattered runs in the second, fourth, fifth innings. They trail 4-3. And here's a high fly ball just behind second base, and the shortstop's there to grab it for out number one. Ben Kirkland with the catch. One on, one away for Gavin Alvarez. Starting pitcher, he is now the third baseman. Team's waiting a little anxiously for a 12:30 start today. Maybe a little behind schedule, despite the fact we started a few minutes early before 10 o'clock. Price facing his third batter. Low and outside to Alvarez. Alvarez struck out his last two at-bats. Drew a walk first time up. Low and outside. Nice catch by Haggard. Two balls, no strikes. Marysville can win it if they can retire the side here. They're two outs away. Price will look to the runner, Grossfeld. Caught a strike here, and it goes 2-1. Well, you just feel a new energy here among the Marysville fans in attendance. Get those four runs, a rally with two away in the seventh inning for what had otherwise been a Larned day. Count goes 3-1, low and outside. Haggard takes it a couple of steps out with a word of encouragement to Aiden Price. Wipes his brow on what has been a workout behind the plate. 3-1 with one away. And a fire to nobody out there at second base. There's no damage done. That was just kind of a crazy throw because there wasn't a Marysville fielder there. They did keep the runner honest. Larned wasn't willing to gamble on it, but may have had an opportunity to advance. Wasn't pretty, but no damage done. Second baseman playing halfway between first and second brings the shortstop closer to the bag at second. Now he's back in position on a called strike. Swing and a miss. Full count. Alvarez the batter. Has struck out twice today, facing Price for a first time. One away with one on board. And the pitch to Aiden Price. Over to first for out number two. Marysville one out away from a second win in pool play. Brings Carlos Ibarra to the plate. Ian Orth on deck. Ibarra has scored twice. He inherits Grossfield out there at second base. And right now, Larned's being called of a task. Leading 3-0, going to the seventh, one out away, and they trail 4-3 now. With the first pitch, a swing and a miss. Aiden Price trying to clean it up. Third pitcher for Marysville here today. Ibarra down in the count, one strike. Inside, count goes 1-1. Price long, look to second. Caught the corner, and it's 1-2. So Price literally a strike away from a Marysville win. Ibarra back in the box on a 1-2 count. Goes even, 2-2. That one was close. Some of the fans thought that might have been the game ender. 2-2 count. Ibarra is still in there. Grossfield a runner, or a little lead off second base. Chopper. Price to first. Marysville wins their second game. An outstanding rally. Four runs across to win a 4-3 ball game. That was two away in the seventh inning, and Larned walks away a bit disappointed, but putting on a tremendous performance today. Gavin Alvarez goes most of the way. He couldn't be hit. Two hits up till that last rally. And Marysville stays now in the driver's seat with a second win. They are not guaranteed to play on Saturday, but with two wins, the top two teams advance. You are in the driver's seat. We may be looking at one more day of baseball here in Pittsburgh. Hey, we're going to wrap it up after this. None to score in the seventh inning. No hits, no errors, leaving one. 4-3 is the final. Marysville Post 163 beats Larned Post 106.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride, University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness, or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage. Because they're such pros at taking things, they not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
All right, I'm going to take one more timeout, but we're going to update you real quick. Marysville, a 4-3 win, their second win in the tournament, beat Republic County 10-3 last night. Larned beat Silver Lake yesterday 2-0 on a late score, and they were up 3-0 going to the seventh. With two away, Marysville, four runs their half of the inning, winning 4-3 to advance to Friday's pool play, 10 a.m. with Silver Lake tomorrow. Final totals after this timeout.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
when you roller send for Schroller.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroller Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Well, I'm never sure how accurate my stats are when I'm running solo here, but I've got four hits for each team and three runs for Larned, four runs for Marysville. As they score those four runs with two away in the top of the seventh inning, Aiden Price wraps it up, a number three pitcher for Marysville. Peyton Ledoux came in relief of starter Trigan Garoff, and Garoff brought two of those runs home in the seventh inning. How about that? Marysville with a 4-3 win over Larned. What an exciting finish. Puts Post 163 in the driver's seat with two wins in three pool play games. And Larned goes 1-1 as Silver Lake and Republic County square off later today. Going into Pool B with Hayes versus Topeka, Kansas Senators. And the next game scheduled at 12:30, so we're going to slip out of here. My counterpart can get in and do his thing, and I'm going to play tourist out here in southwest Kansas. Joining you again tomorrow, 10 a.m. or thereabouts. We started just a little early today. We'll have it live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming at KNDYradio.com and on our free mobile app. Thank you to our KNDY Sports Booster Club members for their continued support. And Jen Horn back at the studio as we set for simulcast on the rest of our news block. Joining the news block here at a little past 12 o'clock. Live from Hayes, or like from Pittsburgh, where Hayes plays next. I'm Bruce Dierking for KNDY.
Tonight, the Wind Surge are still maintaining number one in the AA Central North Division with an overall record of the season so far at 43-31. Good American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, KPLAN. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of KPLAN informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
The National Junior College Athletic Association has officially released their rankings for football in the state of Kansas. And Hutchinson Community College was ranked number one in the state, with Garden City Community College at number two, Independence at number three, Butler at number four, and Coffeyville at number five.
We know what it's going to take week in and week out, and we know and we expect to get everybody's best shot, and that's fine with us. I mean, our goal and concern is really about, are we giving our best every week? Are we prepared every week?
That was Drew Dallas, the head coach for Hutchinson Community College on Cake News. The Hutchinson Blue Dragons are set to open up their season starting on September 4th against Coffeyville. In other news, with the ongoing discussion about the Big 12 Conference, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bulski accused ESPN of pushing other conferences to pick apart the league, giving way for Texas and Oklahoma to move to the Southeastern Conference without paying a massive buyout. During an interview, he said, quote, ESPN is incentivizing other conferences to destabilize the Big 12. Good American Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion, Post 163, was efficient Wednesday, taking a shutout to the final inning, posting a 10-3 win over the Republic County Rebels in first-round pool play at the Senior State Legion Baseball Tournament at Pittsburgh. Three Marysville errors in the bottom of the seventh allowed the only three runs to score for Republic County, as reliever Connor Halbert closed out the final inning, with starter Caden Brenniger going six scoreless innings allowing just one hit, no runs. Marysville batted around five times, peppering four Rebel pitchers for three runs in the first, two in the fourth, three more in the fifth, and the final two runs top of the seventh, again for a 10-3 Marysville win, their fourth in five starts with Republic County this season. Earlier in the day, Larned took Silver Lake 2-0 in pool play, which resumes Thursday. Marysville Post 163 meets Larned at 10 a.m. Game broadcast live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, online, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile app. Marysville faces Silver Lake Friday at 10.
Now's the time to get the equipment you need to work more productively in the harvest season ahead and harvest more savings, too. Visit CanEquip during New Holland Harvest Days for great deals on select New Holland tractors, hay tools, and harvesting equipment, including 0% financing and cash back. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville. But hurry, Harvest Days end September 30th, 2021. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. You may be surprised to find the dainty beauty Queen Anne's lace is considered a noxious weed in at least 35 states and invasive in many. Brought here from Europe, you'll now find it growing along roadsides, in disturbed sites, and abandoned fields. Its aggressive nature makes it a threat to some native plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This member of the carrot family blooms most of the summer. That means lots of seeds are released to start new plants wherever possible. Seeds sprout and form a rosette of leaves the first year. Flowers appear the second year, seeds are released, and the parent plant dies, and the cycle begins again. Pull or mow plants before seeds develop. You must be persistent as there are thousands of seeds in the ground waiting to sprout. Keep nearby plantings healthy and vigorous so they can crowd out the Queen Anne's lace. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
KNDY.
You may recall that the Hudson River terminates in New York City. Most of us wouldn't think that swimming in the Hudson would be too much fun. However, in a moment, I'm going to take you to a place on the Hudson where the waters run cool and clear, and the scenery of tall forests and rocky gorges is amazing. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know. Lindsay Paluk is a raft guide for Adirondack Adventures, based in North Creek, New York, along the Hudson River. You may say, I thought whitewater rafting was something you did out in the western U.S.
This is some world-class whitewater. People from all over the world come here. You think of it to be, you know, more out in west, but the Hudson, this has some really fun read-and-run type of rivers.
Read-and-run means that while difficult, experienced adventurers can read the waters and run it without a guided run first. Here on the Hudson, you have a lot of history as well.
It's originally a logging river, and so there's a lot of good history with the logging, some of the rapids' names. So there's like the OK Slip Falls, there's Carter's Landings. So like landing is where all those logs would be backed up, and then an OK Slip would be a call to get those logs down through the river. So there's just really good history.
Many people associate the Hudson River with New York City. To only do so would be missing out on the best parts.
This comes from the top of Mount Marcy. There's only one town that it sees before it gets to us in North Creek. So this is pristine Hudson River water. If you were to follow the river all the way down to New York City, less likely to go swimming in it.
Lindsay enjoys the trips down the river with Adirondack Adventures, and she says she guides a wide variety of folks.
You have a licensed guide, so somebody that is trained to get you down the river. You can be 8 years old, you can be 80 years old, and you can do this activity. It's a great family thing to do together. It's a great thing to do with friends. It's a nice long activity. That's why I like the Hudson.
It's a beautiful area, with the Hudson cutting a gorge through the steep wooded sides of the Adirondacks. Traveling the countryside in North Creek, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct a public auction of tractors, trucks, trailers, machinery, and hay for Ron and Carol Breedemeyer. And the sale Saturday, July 31st, begins at 10:30, northwest of Seneca. Consignment listings include tractors, trucks and trailers, hay, machinery items, and will include an IH 966 wide front tractor, a 63 IH 3-point, John Deere 730 3-point, IH 656, Farmall 560 diesel with a loader, and a 49H Farmall with new paint. Half a dozen trucks, several trailers include a 7x20 stock trailer, 45-foot flatbed, couple of grain trailers, a hopper bottom. Machinery includes a swather, mixer, grain cart, corn head, crop head, balers, planters, sprayer booms, field cultivators, and miscellaneous. This farm machinery auction for Ron and Carol Breedemeyer, Saturday, July 31st, begins at 10:30, north of Seneca, on Highway 63 for 9 miles to 224th Road, then a mile and a half west on the south side. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
Livestock guardian dogs protect livestock from predators. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The breed of dog is important, as is the species it was taught to protect, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Livestock safe and predators at bay with a livestock guardian dog.
They see livestock as an extension of their pack within their territory and prevent losses by discouraging predators such as coyotes from that territory. Bill Costanzo is a livestock guardian dog research specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Research. He says someone new to guardian dogs will usually want to get an older puppy in the 6 to 8 month old range that has already been bonded to a specific livestock species by the breeder.
They'll bond them specifically, for instance, to wool sheep or to hair sheep or meat goats or Angora goats. Other breeders will just say, well, yeah, you know, I bonded them to sheep or goats or maybe both. But some dogs are particular to a specific species. And so if you have wool sheep, for instance, and you get a dog that was bonded with hair sheep, they may or may not do the best job for you with those wool sheep because they were bonded at a younger age with those hair sheep.
Common guard dog species are large in stature and include Great Pyrenees, Anatolian Shepherd, and Akbash. Their calmness and protective nature are bred in, so Costanzo says you don't want one that's a mix with another breed.
You don't want, for instance, to get a Great Pyrenees that's mixed with a Border Collie. Livestock guardian dogs have been bred for thousands of years to specifically do a certain job, just like Border Collies have been bred to work livestock. These dogs have been bred to guard livestock, so their whole makeup is completely different. Their body structure, their personalities, and things like that.
They're independent problem solvers, but can be defiant with traditional dog training, such as teaching them to sit. Learn more about livestock guardian dogs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
ever made an assumption that you later find to be false? I know I have. It's much easier to assume than to get the facts. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. One common assumption is to work with a financial professional, you need a lot of money. But that's just not true. The truth is, the best time to seek clarity about money is when you're just starting out, so you can create a roadmap for the future and be a wise steward of God's generous gifts. Do you have a lot of debt or don't have much in savings? Don't worry. A financial professional can help you start saving more and find ways to reduce your debt. And if you're looking to buy a car or a house, they'll help you spend within your means. Keep in mind that when you use your money wisely, you'll always have enough to share with others. So get the facts about your finances. Then you'll have the clarity you need to live a more grateful and meaningful life. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
Today I borrow a story from the U.S. Department of Agriculture about tick-transmitted diseases. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. Tick-borne diseases are a growing problem in both rural and urban communities. Lee Townsend is an extension entomologist with the University of Kentucky.
Ticks have almost a soup of pathogens and microbes in them that can cause problems both for humans and animals.
Ticks carry such things as Lyme disease, anaplasmosis, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and several other maladies, says Townsend.
Symptoms for many of these things are mild and they can resemble a summer cold. So in many cases, we may have been exposed to a tick-borne disease and not really had a serious impact from it.
Townsend says tick bites have also triggered allergic reactions in humans.
When ticks feed, they inject saliva that keeps blood from clotting, that promotes blood flow into areas where they're feeding. And some people develop an allergic reaction to this particular material, which is also in red meat.
Townsend says those allergic reactions sometimes take a while to occur.
Red meat allergy is something that has kind of caught the attention of the nation. It's different from a disease, but another aspect of what can happen if ticks are allowed to be on us for very long.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Smith Auto invites everyone to come and join the Pawnee County Fair. There will be many entertaining events, including 4-H exhibits, tractor pull, carnival rides, and more. Smith Auto in Pawnee City. We offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron. The Pawnee County Fair is just around the corner, and Alfea invites everyone to come out. Don't miss the 4-H and FFA exhibits and events, great food, the tractor pulls, and much more from everyone at Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Packer concentration and beef supply chain resiliency weighed on lawmakers' minds on both sides of Capitol Hill as House and Senate panels looked at food production issues during the pandemic Wednesday. Ag experts told the House Ag Committee the beef supply chain stretched to the breaking point by the pandemic needs help, but simply adding capacity may not be enough. Purdue University's Jason Lusk.
The costs of adding packing capacity are not limited to concrete and iron. I encourage you to consider other barriers that limit new entrants. These factors include labor availability, and costs of complying with regulations related to labor, food safety, zoning, transportation, and more.
University of Missouri's Kerry Jacobs suggested producer-owned processing cooperatives, but with government help.
The margins have to be there. A cooperative model is not a fix to a market, to a business model that's not profitable, the part of the supply chain that's not profitable. So that has to be there, and that's why I was suggesting that there needs to be investment to help understand what the minimum efficient scale is so that there can be margins at producer ownership and processing, and help in scaling up to that.
Witnesses also stressed doing more on cybersecurity, that ransomware attacks will continue to threaten the United States food supply. Meantime, Senate Judiciary was looking at anti-competitive practices in meatpacking. Tyson Foods' Shane Miller says the problem isn't really about competition.
The present spread between live cattle and beef prices has everything to do with the law of supply and demand. Multiple unprecedented market shocks, including a pandemic and severe weather conditions this past year, led to an unexpected and drastic drop in processors' abilities to operate at capacity. This led to an oversupply of live cattle and an undersupply of beef.
Obviously, lots of work still to be done on these issues. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Wheat growers looking to manage barley, yellow dwarf, virus, or acid soil challenges will want to take a look at the latest release from the AgriPro brand. New for 2021, AP Everrock has the best barley, yellow dwarf, virus tolerance in the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data in a list of AgriPro associates at AgriPro.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The total cost of producing 1 acre of soybeans in the U.S. increased by 14% between 2012 and 2020. At the same time, grower revenue and returns a grower receives from producing an acre of soybeans decreased by 14%. Returns, that equals the price of the soybean multiplied by the yield, fell from $597 an acre in 2012 to $431 in 2015. Now in 2016, returns rose to $429 before falling to $429 in 2019. And in 2020, returns rebounded to $522 an acre. That's the highest level since 2014. Grower returns are closely associated with soybean prices, which fluctuated between 2012 and 2020. Prices peaked at $14.21 a bushel in 2012, before dropping to $8.61 a bushel in 2018 and 2019, even as yields per acre continued to trend higher. Information from the USDA Economic Research Service Oil Crop Outlook. And the emerging meatless meat industry, sparking interest among consumers, investors, farmers, and meat companies alike, is what extent will meatless meat replace animal meat in the American diet? Well, right now, the Good Food Institute estimates that meatless meat sales comprise 1.4% of total meat sales. The market for these products valued at $14 billion. Barclays predicts that the market would expand to $140 billion over the next decade, capturing 10% of the globe's $1.4 trillion meat industry. One consulting firm projects that the meatless meat will supply 33% of global meat demand in the next 10 years. More Ag News online at agview.net. Reliable and relevant for agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Cattle chutes prevent injuries to both animal and handler. They can also reduce stress if you look at it from the cow's point of view on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Chutes are an important piece of equipment in a cattle operation. They hold an animal still so handlers and veterinarians can safely work procedures and care for it. However, if the cow isn't calm, nobody's happy. Paul Beck is an extension livestock specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says cattle don't perceive the world in the same way we do. Their hearing is better, but their depth perception is lousy. Anything you can do to make the experience less stressful for the animal while it's walking to or in the chute is beneficial for both cattle and handlers. Evaluate the chute and surroundings from a cow's perspective before you start working the animals.
Anything unfamiliar to those animals will cause them to balk. So picking up the litter and not having flags or something waving in front of them or dangling chains, shadows, those all cause cattle to balk and turn around. And that becomes dangerous to the person handling those animals if they're down there with them.
The more cattle are acclimated to the chute and their surroundings, the better off they are when they realize they're not going to be harmed.
There's a lot to be said for your cows to run them through without doing anything to them. Just run them through to apply topical dewormer or fly control. Those types of things makes them realize that not every time I come through, you know, am I going to get stuck with a needle or is it going to be a negative experience?
I'm Jody Henke. Read more on stress-reducing cattle chute practices at agriculture.com.
Hitchpen is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpen's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpen.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpen.com. Hitchpen, your ag marketplace.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Yeah, we're looking at some nice plus signs. Corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat continue to look good as we head towards the end of the day. September, Kansas City wheat up 12 and a quarter at 671 and three quarters. December up 11 and three quarters, 682 and a half. Nice double-digit gains in Chicago and Minneapolis wheat at the same time. September corn is up 6 and a quarter at 555 and a half. December is up 5 at 554. Soybeans look well. Soybeans have been strong all day long. August soybeans up 5 3/4 at 14.37 3/4. September up 15 at 13.85 1/4. The products are mostly higher. August soybean meal is down 50 cents at 3.55.60, but September is up 50 cents at 3.56 even. All the back months are good. August soybean oil is up 138, 67.93. September up 131 at 66.24. We're having some issues with canola and cotton today. November canola down 410 at 878.90. November, make that October, cotton is down 25 points at 90.66. So while we're doing well with corn, soybeans, and wheat, cotton and canola having some trouble today. And the livestock complex, it's the same old as we started the day with. Cattle down and hogs higher. August live cattle down 45 at 122.62. October down 35 at 128.17. August feeders down 130 at 158.87. September feeders down 117 at 162.27. Each of the back months is down in both fat cattle and in feeder cattle. Hogs are the bright spot here in the livestock complex. August lean hogs at 106.37, up 67. Now we've got a blip with October. October down 40 at 89.12, but then we go right back up. December's up 25 at 82.40. So mostly higher in the hogs, lower in the cattle. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Grab your keys and hit the road this summer. Make your first stop Rusty Eck Ford for our road trip and sales event.
Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for. Buy with zero money down or get up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot for your vehicle. No purchase necessary. But don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. Buy with zero money down or get out of your current lease with up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot. Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for.
Hurry, your summer road trip is waiting. Rush into Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Offer to buy contingent on current equity and leased vehicles subject to dealer final appraisal. All Ford rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Offers expires.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
KNDY.
Experience over 7 hours of live music Saturday, July 31st at Alcove Spring, just south of Marysville. The Beach Boys headline this outdoor festival, taking the main stage at 7:30, singing your favorite summer surf songs. Gates open at 3 p.m. Brighton Stall kicks things off with beachy tunes at 4:30, followed by high-energy country band Big Time Grain Company. The party continues into the night with 80s cover band Live Circuit playing after the Beach Boys. Food trucks, local brews, majestic views of the Flint Hills. It's the festival of the summer. The Beach Boys live at Alcove Spring. Tickets at MCACTickets.com.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course towards success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter. Relate and communicate well with others. Be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY@BlueValley.net. That's KNDY@BlueValley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Your new country leader in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. This is FM 95.5 KNDY FM Marysville. Now, ABC News.